the hard shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Yes, this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. Finding Joy, it is back on our screen. Season 2 continuing this Saturday on RTE. And who should join us now to talk about it? Only Amy Huberman, star of the show and its creator. Amy, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Thanks for having me on, Kieran. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting up in my bedroom hoping my kids do not enter the room.
Okay.
So I'm just... I'm on the edge. I'm only joking. We all are. How are you doing? I know the news today is I was listening to it a little bit before that, so it's you go from one gear to another and kind of talking about comedies and then going, oh my gosh, what is going on in the world?
Yeah, sometimes I'm not sure which is the comedy show, to be honest with you, Amy.
Oh dear.
We'll talk about your own show. Was all the work done for this kind of pre-pandemic, pre-pregnancy when life was simple?
Yeah, it was. We filmed last winter, which feels like a million years ago. So last winter, BC, before Corona, we finished a week before Christmas and then we went into post-production and finished just I think it was the first week in March. So I was just about going, ah, and then everything, you know, obviously everything kicked off. But you know what? We were really lucky that we had most of done. I think there was still music and things to do remotely, but we kind of got there, which I feel very lucky for, because there's a lot of productions and friends that are on shows at the moment that it's kind of very stop start.
Yeah.
And there's so many people involved in a film and TV production that's just really difficult to manage so many moving parts at the moment.
But when you're making something like that, what is the aspect of it that you enjoy most? Is it the kind of the blue sky thinking when you're just putting it together? Is it the actual production? Is it when you kind of send it off into the world and people, well, I was going to say find joy, pardon the pun, when people kind of get enjoyment out of it? What is it?
It's funny, it has so many different lives and I enjoy, you know, every aspect of it. There's times where it's so frustrating and, you know, you're doubting yourself in the process. And, you know, the writing I love, but it's difficult at times as well when you are staring at a blank screen. And then there's times where it feels like it's coming together really well. And, you know, this year it felt definitely more collaborative because we had a writer's room to bounce ideas. And that was really fun. And then, you know, the filming is long. They're long hours. Like you're kind of on set for 11, 12 hours, but they're really fun when you're doing a comedy because you're trying to make each other laugh and you're holding that giddy energy because that's what you want. You kind of want that for the day. And that's really, really lovely. And I've always said, you know, if you're not having fun filming a comedy, then I don't know if it's sitting right.
Yeah, because I just want to ask that about, like, is there a nice light mood in the room when you're doing it? And if there isn't that mood in the room, do you think, oh, this kind of the scene might fall flat? Then it will translate, even though there's all these other steps in between, that it will translate on screen.
It's, do you know what, Kieran? It's really hard to know because there's been times as well, like, you know, listen, there's times also that you're under pressure massively and that's not fun. And you know that you've kind of got like, you know, 20 minutes to get a scene and everyone is under pressure and like you just have to stop messing. It's like, don't laugh in mass when you've got 20 minutes to do a scene. But I've also been on I remember being on a gig and the director was like, you know, and he was justifiably got really cross with us because we were too giddy and we were making ourselves laugh. But like it had nothing to do with the story we were trying to tell. So I think as well, you know, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We were overtired. It was like a heat wave in London we were filming and we kind of lost the plot a little bit. So you kind of have to. There's no real answer. And sometimes you don't know what you have until you get into the edit. But there's certainly an enjoyment that you can garner from being on set and allowing yourself enjoy the comedy of it. And listen, great stuff can spark off, you know, an energy between two actors.
Yeah.
And then you could be doing ad lib stuff. But sometimes you really don't know. Or you can think something was great and you get to the edit. And you're like, it is too hyper or it's too this or it's too that. So there's so many different stages at it. And then you have to nearly retell the story in the edit. And then, as you say, when it's going out, like it has so many different lives and there's good and bad to all of them. Like it's really scary when your stuff goes out and, you know,
I was going to ask, like, do you get nervous about how it's all going to be received?
of course, and undoubtedly and invariably there's going to be people who like it and don't like it. And every time you're braced for it because you know it's coming, and it's like that can be really tricky. And, you know, and it's trying to kind of shut some of it out, but also it's human nature to go, oh, OK, that's what they said. That kind of stings a little bit. But listen, and especially the nature of comedy as well, it's so subjective, and people are either into that, into what the show you're doing or not. And people can be quite vocal about that as well.
The industry, and you kind of touched on it about the different people that you know and the amount of people who'd be involved in this type of production who aren't at the moment. How difficult is it for like friends and colleagues you have?
It's really hard. It's like any industry, like so many industries at the moment are struggling. And the arts has been, you know, really badly hit. Obviously live theatre has struggled massively. The theatres are closed. And then, you know, when you're on a film set, when you're dealing with a film set, there's a lot of crew. So you've got, it's already a big beast to manage. And, you know, and like there's a lot of people to mind in a day. And, you know, as I said, a lot of moving parts. So at the moment, that's hard. That is hard. And then in the flip side of it is people need content because they're at home. So you've kind of got this juxtaposition of like, you know, a difficulty in being able to provide it and then a need for it at the same time. So, yeah, it's just hard. It's just so much of the unknown. And I feel for friends at the moment who are, you know, have got a few weeks left on shoots and they're kind of, you know, watching the news every day. And like filming is already busy. Like it's a long day. You're kind of up at 6 and you're home at 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So the added layer of that, of all the unknowns is I'm sure I haven't filmed anything in the last few months, but it's tricky. It's tricky, but like everybody's just doing their best to adjust and manage as best they can.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have good news for you.
Figuring out what's that.
We made it to the end and the kids didn't make an appearance.
Oh my God. I can relax.
You have to give them a treat now or something nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to lace them with sugar for the rest of the evening as a reward.
Yeah, well, that's my school of parenting, Amy. Listen, thanks a million for joining us on the show, and just best of luck with the rest of season 2. Best of luck as well with the impending arrival, another kid to worry about in interviews. Finding Joy, I should say, series 2 continues this Saturday. It's on RTE1 television at 9:15 p.m. the time now.